Welcome to Hardwood Handicappers with Zach Cohen, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to Hardwood Handicappers. It's a Friday episode of the podcast. I'm Zachary Cohen, VSiN.com senior editor. This podcast is brought to you by Better Picks, the fantasy app that turns your basketball takes into cash. Download the Better app and use code VSINPOD to get $10 free, no deposit required. That's VSINPOD, V-S-I-N-P-O-D. There's a link in the description on YouTube if that's where you're watching us. It's been a good week of action in the NBA. I'm excited to have the podcast back. This is a Friday night edition. We have some NBA Cup action tonight. It's very exciting. Last night, a little bit slower, only three games. Not much to take away there, except, you know, the Raptors did come away with a pretty good win over the Cavaliers on the road. There was no Darius Garland in that game for Cleveland, but Toronto just kind of continues to impress offensively. I mean, JVT and I talked a little bit yesterday through some Eastern Conference futures. We didn't really mention the Raptors at all. I mean, the Raptors probably are not going to be winning the Eastern Conference, but we did talk a little bit about a tier of teams kind of in the middle range of the Eastern Conference, like with the Heat, the Bucks, the Sixers, as kind of teams that we can see making a run to the Eastern Conference Finals. I would say that Toronto is really not that far from being in that group. If they're not already in it already, they are actually up to eighth in the NBA in offensive rating. I think that there were some concerns heading into the season about how the offense would look. It's a very weird mix of players, but with the way that they defend, if they could stay in the top 10 all season long, they are a team that nobody will want to face in the postseason. And then the other takeaway was a really tough beat on Grayson Allen last night. He had 12 points in 12 minutes. I gave out over 15 and a half points and an alternate spread total of 20 plus points at plus 200. Allen, 12 points, 12 minutes. Looked like he was on his way to cruising over the 20, to be honest. Like, he's been on fire for Phoenix, shooting the three ball really well, getting to the basket at will. His finishing around the rim has been stellar, but he took a knee to the thigh, got the old Charlie horse, and did not return for the second half. So I did see a lot of sports books, you know, refunded that bet. So hopefully no harm, no foul, but it stinks when kind of a winner is taken off the board. But let's move into tonight. It is a loaded slate, nine games. Like I said, NBA Cup action. It starts with the Heat at the Knicks in the first of the two prime video games tonight. The Knicks are laying 5.5 in this one, total 238.5. Kind of a loaded injury report here. No Jalen Brunson for New York. Sprained his ankle last game. It doesn't seem like it's going to be a long-term injury, so I don't really want to talk about the long-term effects of that injury. I think he'll be back very soon. They said it was a grade one sprain. They got him in a boot immediately. I'm thinking maybe 1 to 3 games max. And then Miami continues to be without Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo. That, for me, makes this game a little bit hard to call when talking about the sides and the totals. I just don't really know what to expect from either group. I mean, the Heat continue to play at a rapid, rapid pace, but they are kind of sliding a bit in offensive rating. So, you know, I'm not really, sold on them going into the Garden and covering, and I'm not really sure what to make of the total either. But the first thing that jumped out to me when looking at this game and seeing that Brunson is going to be out is OG Anunoby to go over his point totals. I took it at over 20.5 at minus 104. I put this on the VSiN.com picks page last night. Also played an alternate of 25 plus at plus 225. Last year, Anunoby played 16 games without Brunson. He scored at least 22 points in 13 of those 16 games. Also scored 25 plus points in 6 of those games. So I know this is a different Knicks team. The offense is a lot different under Mike Brown, but I do think that they're going to need some players to step up without Brunson. Anunoby kind of feels like the natural fit after what we saw last season. Game number 2 tonight. Let's go to the Nets at the Magic. Another game at 7 p.m. Eastern. This is a game where the Magic are laying 13.5, total 233.5. Very big point spread. But Orlando under Jamal Mosley, 11-4 against the spread as favorites of 10 plus, 4-1 against the spread as home favorites of 12.5 to 18. They are very comfortable kind of covering these big numbers. And the Nets are 17-20-3 against the spread as road underdogs of 10 plus under Jordy Fernandez. That was a lot to do with what they did last season too. And that the record isn't terrible, still a losing record, but last year's team was way feistier than this year's Brooklyn team. So I do think that the Nets are kind of in bad shape looking at tonight. I don't know if I want to lay it. The fact that it's a cup game makes it a little bit more likely that Orlando will cover, just because the point differential matters. If they are up big late, they're not going to take their foot off the gas. But I do think this is a game that I'm going to lay off. But just to talk a little bit about the Magic, they have really made a complete, 180 since the start of the season. Magic 5-2 against 5-2 over the last seven games. Defensive rating back down to 109.9 in that span. This team was one of the best defensive teams in the league last year, had a defensive rating of 109.1. That defense is back to looking elite, and the offense is looking a lot better with Desmond Bain starting to get comfortable, really kind of coming into his own as a passer and playmaker in this offense and starting to shoot the three ball a little bit better. So we're starting to see that vision for Orlando. And if you're kind of thinking about the big picture in terms of the Eastern Conference, maybe earlier in the year, we thought that the Magic were kind of playing their way out of that picture. That includes kind of the Knicks and the Cavaliers at the top. Orlando, once again, is looking a little bit like that team that we all thought they would be in the offseason, where they went out and made the splashy acquisition for Bane. They addressed their, number one concern, which was perimeter shooting. And maybe they still need a little bit more shooting. But now that Suggs is healthy, the team is just starting to look really good again. And I'm going to give them the next few weeks to kind of continue to play well. And if they do, then it's a team that I think we need to take very, very seriously. Game number three, it's a good one. The 76ers at the Pistons. Pistons laying 5.5, total 231.5. Pistons have been scorching hot lately, and they played last game and won against Chicago without Cade Cunningham. This team is up to third in the league in defensive rating, top 15 in the league in offensive rating. They do have some injuries coming into this one. No Asar Thompson, no Tobias Harris, and some players listed on as questionable on the injury report with Cade Cunningham, Isaiah Stewart, Jalen Duren. That's actually why I'm going the other way with this game, and I'm taking the Sixers plus 5.5. Philly's actually coming off two full days of rest. This is a team that I think is very, very explosive in the backcourt. VJ Edgecombe is questionable tonight because he's dealing with some back spasms, but with the 2 days of rest, I'd be surprised if he's not out there. If he's out there, I do think this is going to be a really competitive game that does go down to the wire, and I think the 76ers have a really good chance of winning it. Detroit can just struggle a little bit when playing teams that have, just a lot of shot creation on the perimeter. They're under J.B. Bickerstaff, 21-27 against the spread when playing teams that shoot 36% or better from three-point range. And the Sixers are 0-1 in East Group B in NBA Cup action. Pistons 1-0. There's a little bit more desperation from the Sixers with this being a game that you really don't want to go to 0-2 in group play. It's just going to make things very difficult for them in order to advance to the knockout stages of this tournament. So I think the Philly plus 5.5 is the right call here, even though I am very, very high on what the Pistons have done this season. And I think that it's only going to get better once they start getting some more bodies back. Once Jaden Ivey's back, we'll get a really good feel for what this team looks like offensively. And if it's a little bit better than what we've seen to start the year, it's another team that no one's going to want to see in the Eastern Conference playoffs. And we did see them challenge New York last year in the Eastern Conference playoffs. So I think that that's a team with some potential to make a really deep run. Let's move on to another game before taking a quick break with Portland Trailblazers at Houston Rockets, 8 p.m. Eastern. This is a game in which the Rockets are laying 7.5. Totals 236.5. For NBA Cup purposes, Portland is 1-0 in West Group C. Houston 0-1. That means that there's a little bit more desperation on the Rockets side. If they do, care to win this tournament, not every team does. Not every team will treat it very seriously. I do think Houston's the type of team that will. I mean, Ime Udoka, the head coach, is just one of the most competitive guys in basketball, and it's a team full of absolute dogs and competitors. I think that they would like to win this if they can. That is why I would lean Rockets if I were taking anything in terms of sides this year. But the Blazers have been impressive this season, 6-5 on the year, plus 2.4 net rating. It's not going to be an easy game for Houston by any means, but if it is close, like I mentioned with a few other games, if the Rockets are up 5 or 6 late, they are going to continue playing until that final buzzer, and it will be very uncomfortable for anybody that backs Portland with the points. But I do actually have something in this game. I'm not completely sitting it out. I'm going to take Reed Sheppard again, over 10.5 points. That's available at minus 104. Sheppard has had 12 plus points in 5 of the last 6 games. 16-plus points in three consecutive games. He's been playing in the high 20s in minutes over the last couple of nights, and he's just really starting to come into his own on both ends of the floor. I think that Shepherd is the best three-point shooter on this team, like outside of Durant, and that is a very important thing when talking about who's going to play big minutes late in these games. Like, it is very big that Houston has, you know, floor spacing out there. Otherwise, they're relying a little bit too much on the junk ball, the bully ball inside that did win them some games in last year's playoffs, did win them a lot of games in the regular season, but we know they need another outside element. They need to be able to score. Shepherd starting to knock down some threes, starting to get to the basket a little bit, is absolutely huge for this team. And I did mention it yesterday in the podcast with JVT, where we did a little bit more long-term looks on things. Shepherd is playing a little bit better defensively too now. And the point guard position for Houston, which looked like a question mark coming into the season with Fred VanVleet having torn his ACL, is really looking like a strength right now with Amen Thompson and Reed Shepherd both playing well, kind of splitting those minutes. And it's to the point where the Rockets are now, you know, third in the league in net rating at plus 11. They are right behind the Thunder and the Nuggets. That is the tier of teams that we thought that they would be in, you know, after the big offseason that saw them acquire Durant. I'm happy to see that they are not completely falling apart without VanVleet. And I think that a little bit more of this from Shepherd and Thompson, and we might be talking about this team as a legitimate title contender again. I've been that high on the Houston backcourt. Before we get into the next game, I just wanted to remind anybody that is new to VSiN that signing up for our free daily newsletter is a great way to catch up on all things sports. Delivered straight to your inbox every morning, VSiN's newsletter offers picks, data, and strategies for the day's betting menu. Sign up for free now at vsin.com/newsletter and start receiving your free newsletter this morning. That's vsin.com/newsletter. Stay ahead of the game and bet smarter with VSiN. Next game of the night, it's going to be Hornets at the Bucks. We just saw these teams play one another the other night. The Hornets won at home in a game where we did not see LaMelo Ball or Giannis Antetokounmpo. Tonight, we're going to see both of those players, presumably. Both of them are probable on the injury report. Bucks are laying 9.5 in this game. Total's 238.5. Hornets 0-1 in East Group C in NBA Cup action. Bucks 1-0. That matters to me a little heading into this game, because I think that Charlotte's the type of team that they're really just trying to establish a culture, starting to try to win more games. And I think that, you know, a good performance in the NBA Cup, if they were somehow able to get out of this group, would mean a lot to the organization. And I think we're going to see a really strong effort from them tonight, even without Brandon Miller. So this is a game where you could find Hornets plus 10 out there at minus 112. I think that's a little too much for Charlotte. I think that the Hornets can stay within that number. This is a team with a winning against the spread mark against teams with winning records under Charles Lee. Bucks, strangely, just 15-23-1 against the spread under Doc Rivers when revenging a loss against an opponent. So, you know, the other night we saw Charlotte beat Milwaukee. You'd expect maybe a really good coach to, you know, kind of look at the film and find ways to kind of really change things and cover the next night, win convincingly after, you know, kind of fixing the faults. But this Charlotte team just plays basketball the right way. I know that the results aren't always going to be there. The roster isn't great, but they take the right types of shots. The talent is improving. Con Knipple's been unbelievable since the start of the season. With Ball and Knipple back out there and with the toughness that they have, kind of at the center position right now, where I've been really impressed with what the group of kind of no-names heading into the season has done this year, with, you know, Kalkbrenner playing really well as a rookie, Diabate playing well just kind of as an energy big. It's been a group that I've really enjoyed watching, and I do think that tonight the right move is to take them to cover 10 points. That's a lot of points. Next game, it's the Kings at the Timberwolves. Timberwolves laying 11.5, total 240.5. I wish I had a little bit more here. I've had a really bad read on the Kings, whether that's betting against them, whether that's betting on them. It's a team that really just does not have much of an identity right now. They're not playing as tough as Coach Doug Christie wants them to. They're not as good offensively as you would think that they would need to be with the kind of firepower they have on that roster. And we're starting to hear all types of things about, you know, trade rumors with, you know, teams being interested in Domantas Sabonis. I think that they're going to look to try to get rid of LaVine. I don't know if they're going to find any takers there. The contract's rough, but yeah, it's just a game that's very difficult for me. I mean, I would normally say Minnesota wins this game and wins this game big because it is cup play. The teams that win with bigger spreads tend to win really big. And that's why like alternate spreads on nights like tonight are usually a good way to go. But the Timberwolves won their first game by 40 points. I'm not sure they're going to feel that need to go out and win this one by 100 or whatever. So the only thing I'll add is Opta AI, our player prop projections, which are available to VSiN Pro subscribers at VSiN.com. They did have a pretty sizable edge to Russell Westbrook's under on points in this game. That total's 15.5. They have him going for 12.21. That was one of the bigger edges of the night, so I wrote that one down. Those prop projections are awesome. If you're not a VSiN Pro, they're worth it alone, so you might want to take a look at our introductory offer, $9.99 for your first month. You get like 50 to 75 player prop projections every night. Whether you want to take those blindly and just jump on the ones with the biggest margins, that's been a good strategy so far, especially when looking at NFL. They do some NFL player props for us, but I also like it when I have, you know, leans on player props and I want to see what they have. If they agree with me, I usually feel pretty good about the way things are going. Next game I want to look at, it's Lakers at Pelicans at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is a game where the Lakers are laying 9.5 points, totals 227.5. Lakers are 1-0 in West Group B, Pelicans 0-1. Point differential for New Orleans, -2, Lakers +5. New Orleans still very much alive in cup play. I mean, I know that you might want to say, they're a terrible team. They're not going to find a way to get out of the group. That might be true. But, you know, these types of teams, these bad teams, might view the NBA Cup as a way to just kind of play meaningful games. Like I was just mentioning with Charlotte, like it's a good way to kind of get your younger players a taste of a bigger game. It's not a playoff atmosphere, but it's a little bit bigger than a regular season game. I think the Pelicans are the right side in this game. I know that New Orleans has been awful. I know that there's a lot of talk about Willie Green and his job security maybe being fired after this homestand. I would hope not. I think that Willie Green's actually a good coach, just in a really bad situation. But this team is 4-1 against the spread over the last five games, and they could be as bad as you want. You could make all the jokes about them as you want, but you know, covering games is what matters when we're talking about, you know, betting. And I think that the Pelicans are getting a lot of points against the Lakers team that might not be able to get up for this game fully, with it being, you know, in the middle of a road stand. It's a Lakers team that, you know, plays bigger games normally, does not really want to play against a bad team like this. I think New Orleans is kind of live to, you know, cover the number for sure, but also maybe even steal this game with, like I said, they're still alive in the group. And I think that Derek Queen's been playing some basketball, unbelievable basketball. And that's another thing I'll be looking at in this game. I'm going to be on Pelicans +10.5 at -108 is one of my best bets, but I'm waiting on some Derek Queen props to populate because he has been just sensational and just stuffing the box score in a way that you would not have expected for a player that really didn't play much in the preseason, was injured a lot, and now is being thrown into action, playing big minutes. I think that it's only going to get better for him because I think New Orleans is going to commit to him fully at the center position. And this is a game where I'd expect him to do really well in his matchup with DeAndre Ayton. So definitely head over to VSiN.com. I'll have some more plays over there later once some more things become available. Eighth game of the night, it's the Clippers at the Mavericks. 8:30 p.m. Eastern, Clippers laying 2.5, total 219.5. A lot of players on the injury report again here. Kawhi Leonard continues to be out for Los Angeles, part of the reason they are struggling. For Dallas, you have AD, Derek Lively, and PJ Washington all listed as questionable. Clippers have lost 6 straight coming into this game. Mavericks have lost 6 of 7. Both of these teams really struggling. Something's going to have to give. One of these teams is going to get back in the win column. I don't really have a play here. I would lean Clippers and the under. The Clippers should be able to cover this short spread. I just don't trust them at all right now. And then the total of 220, the under feels like the right call for me there too, just because the Mavericks, for as bad as they have been offensively, and they have been one of the worst teams in the league offensively, they are one of the top 5 teams in the league defensively. And this Clippers team, it's been a little shaky defensively, especially when looking at the players on the roster, but it is a defensive-minded group. It is a defensive-minded starting five where you're talking about guys like Derek Jones Jr. and Chris Dunn and Ivica Zubats. I think that this is going to be an ugly-looking game where the offenses kind of have a hard time getting going. I'm not going to take anything here, but yeah, Clippers -2.5, under 220 would be the leans. Last game of the night, and this is definitely the game of the night, It's the Golden State Warriors at the San Antonio Spurs once again this week, 9:30 p.m. Eastern tip-off time. This is the second game of that Prime Video doubleheader. Spurs 2.5-point favorites, total 235.5. We just saw these teams play in San Antonio, and the Warriors won 125-120. Steph Curry scored 46 points in that game. Jimmy Butler had 28. I think that what we saw in that last game is going to be very difficult for Golden State to replicate. That's a game that, if you remember from the last podcast, I had Steph Curry to go over 23.5 points, and I did say that I thought, you know, the Warriors had a really good shot of getting back in the win column in that game. But beating the same team twice in a row and doing it in their building, especially when it's a very good team, is very hard to envision. Especially when, you know, you got Curry and Butler combining for 74 points last game. I don't think we're going to see anything close to that again. And I do think that San Antonio is a team that's taking this cup way more seriously than Golden State. I mean, Golden State lost that last game by 25 points when they played the Nuggets in cup action. Steph Curry did not play. They're now 0-1 in West Group C, point differential of minus 25. It's going to be very difficult for them to kind of get back into this. They're just going to be viewing this as a regular season game that they badly want to win, especially because they were struggling a little bit before facing the Spurs the other night. But for San Antonio, you're 1-0 in the group, plus 11 point differential. I think that you want to get Webby on a big stage as often as possible. We kind of saw it last time as well. I think that the Spurs badly want to win this one, both because it's payback for what we saw last time and because I think that the NBA Cup means a lot to these younger teams. Before we do some best bets recaps, let's talk about better picks again. If you're breaking down usage rates, defensive matchups, and pace, put that analysis to work on better picks. Pick more or less on player points, assists, and rebounds, and track the action in real time. Use code VSINPOD for $10 free, no deposit required. And with 1,000 times multipliers, two sharp reads can turn into real payouts. Basketball just got better. Download better and use code VSINPOD. That's BETR and code VSINPOD, VSINPOD. That link is in the description, as I mentioned. So recapping these best bets for tonight, it's a lot. I have a lot. It's a big slate. It's an NBA Cup night. I just ran through the card and I absolutely loved it. 76ers plus 5.5 minus 110 versus the Pistons. OG Anunoby over 20.5 points minus 104 versus the Heat. Also put a quarter unit on Anunoby to score 25 plus at plus 225. Pelicans plus 10.5 minus 108 against the Lakers. Hornets plus 10 minus 112 against the Bucks. And then Reed Sheppard over 10.5 points minus 104 against the Blazers. And Spurs money line is the way I took them against the Warriors at minus 141. We will not be doing shows Saturday and Sunday. It is a Friday edition, reminding you. We will be back on Monday. We're going to be doing this every Monday to Friday, but you will not be left without my picks. If you enjoy my handicapping, head over to vsin.com. I will be doing some sides. I'll be doing some player props over the weekend. They're a little bit shorter on Saturdays and Sundays because, you know, I have a kid now. I got to do some things with her. But I do post picks daily to the website. So, yeah, head over to vsin.com if you're looking for NBA picks tomorrow and Sunday. And definitely come back and check us out for some more Hardwood Handicappers on Monday.